All right, we got some people talking. I love to see that. That's always a positive thing. Now that we've had our little potty break, I am up for entertaining a motion. Would somebody like to approve, deny, or continue?
I'd like you to not call it a potty break anymore. Thank you.
That's what it was.
Appreciate it. All right, well, first I'd like to work out the wording for what an additional condition would be regarding the term of
the road.
The road.
That's under 23, I believe. It's already there, I believe. I think that covers it.
No,
no,
that's different, because that only talks about the emergency road, which is the part that's already on the map, the southern part. We're talking about the part that's going to go up there and slither across lot 5.
He's talking about Mr. Price's drive up from lot 5.
Right, up through lot 5, and we need to have that.
We have no record of easement or anything on that.
We have no
this application.
We have no record of use or that it would be worked out. It needs to be worked out. So the condition number 25 would be that the applicant shall, I don't know what to say exactly.
Ms. Melzer?
Yes.
Just try this on, see if it fits.
Sure.
The existing access through lot 5 be identified on the plat. The existing access through lot 5.
That's good if they have an easement, but if they don't have an easement, would that work?
Well, they can't cut her easement off. I mean, legally, they can't landlock a parcel.
Right.
So it says the existing access. It doesn't say there's an easement there. It just says through lot 5 be identified on the plat.
Well, would that?
Do you want an easement?
Well, no. I don't think we necessarily need an easement. But would that be legally binding enough so that Mr. Price is not going to be shut out? That's all I want to make sure, is that Mr. Price is not shut out.
Yes, it would.
Okay. Then let us use that.
If it shows up on that final plat and that's what gets recorded, that stays there until the county would remove it.
Okay. All right.
So existing access to show on final plat?
Yes. The existing access through lot 5 be identified on the final plat.
Okay, existing access through lot 5 to show on final plat. All right, so I would like to move that we approve this application with the addition. I would like to move that we approve agenda item 3.1 with the addition of condition number 25, that existing access through lot 5 is to show on the final plat. Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Chambers, could you amend that to say you would approve it with the 24 conditions presented and the additional one of the existing access through lot 5 be identified on the final plat?
I thought that's what I said, but if it isn't, then that's what I say.
Okay, because you want to include the proposed
first
conditions,
24.
Correct?
Yes, right, I do. Okay.
I thought that's what you were doing.
Yes.
I second that motion.
Second by Mr. DeSimone. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Wright?
Favor?
Commissioner Chambers?
In favor.
Commissioner Dorte?
In favor.
Commissioner Akadin?
In favor.
Commissioner DeSimone?
In favor.
Commissioner Shakiri?
In favor.
Motion passes unanimously.
Clarification?
Uh-oh.
Yes?
Uh-oh.
So we're going to leave the requirement in that they have to have an emergency access. Is that correct?
That was not removed.
That is correct.
Just want to make that clarification.
Yep.
Staff?
Can you hear me from here?
Yes.
Proposed conditional approval,
That is the way I understood it.
Thank you.
All right. Clarification is always good. Okay, so motion passes. We still have planning business, so if anyone's going to have a Yak Fest, would you please just take it out the doors so we can continue on? Matters from the Planning Commission. Anyone have anything going on? Nothing. Comments from the public. Anyone else have anything to say? Planning Director's report.
Julie Schmalzer. Since we met last week, I'm not going to really have much to report to you, but I did want to let you know that I have two things. One is we have heard that some people think that our timelines are too long to process applications. So I received the data from Jackson County, and we're in the midst of compiling our own data so we can compare that and report back to see if maybe we should be shortening our timelines for review.
I appreciate that.
Well, that's also dependent on your staff.
Yes, we also looked at staff. So if you look at the unincorporated area of Jackson County, it's about, I think, 57,000. And I think the unincorporated area of Josephine County is about 46,000. Josephine County has 14 staff, and Jackson, I think, has 37 staff. So it's more than double for about 10,000 more people. So we're doing the best we can with the staff that we do have, but we will put together that timeline for, or that, I'm sorry, that process timeline for you and share that with you, hopefully at the next meeting. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is just a heads up. The county is beginning their transportation systems plan. That's a project that the Public Works Department undertakes. We had our kickoff meeting last week. They want to have joint meetings between the Plan Commission and the board. And I explained, Nora and I were at the meeting, and we explained to them that's going to be pretty difficult since the Plan Commission meets Mondays at 9, or I'm sorry, at 6, and it's often difficult to make those daytime meetings. So what we're going to do is put it on the agenda for next month to have you appoint a committee member, a Plan Commission member that could possibly serve as the liaison and report, go to those board meetings, but then report back to the Plan Commission what's going on at those meetings. It's about a 2-year process. So
done a few of them.
Okay.
Nathaniel,
that's all we have.
Volunteers.
Aggregate was, 5 years? Fire was about 4. Cell towers was 2.5, 3 years. Yeah, I've done a few.
So, and that's all I have.
Okay.
Great.
Approval of minutes. Now, we've got a few to go through. We're going to start with the November 17. We kind of approved them, but we didn't have at the request of staff to have three people here, and Nathaniel is here today, so.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the Josephine County Rural Planning Commission meeting of November 20th, 2017.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Chambers. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. DeSimone abstains. Everybody else is in favor. So I will sign those. Next. April 16th. Yep, we'll get to them. April 16th was Mr. Chambers, Mr. Duarte, Mr. DeSimone, and Mr. Rockington. I was not here, so you will be signing those if they are approved. So the minutes for April 16th, 2018. Motion, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the April 16th, 2018 meeting of the Rural Planning Commission.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Ockenden. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And they're all in favor, unanimous. Minutes of meeting June 11th, last week. Mr. Chambers, DeSimone, Ockenden, and Wright.
Yeah, I'll move that we approve them.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Ockenden. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Abstention.
Abstention by Mr. Duarte. Motion passed. Okay, then we have the request for tentative plan approval, mass gathering, and the Grants Pass Balloon and Kite Festival findings of fact. I was not, again, squeeze that one in during the daylight hours. Tough for me to get to. But.
I will make a motion to approve the findings of fact of the request for a tentative plan approval for the mass gathering of the Grants Pass Balloon and Kite Festival.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
May I take a quick, just take a quick look at, I don't know that I've actually seen this document. Okay.
Motion on the board? Mr. Duarte made a motion. Anyone second?
I think Mr. DeSimone did.
Oh, I missed that. Mr. DeSimone seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Wright abstains. Motion pass. That's all the minutes I have. Meeting adjourned.
Great.
7:15.
Thank you.
That's how you run it. Get them out.